Good morning. We're learning Siman Tes, the halachas of halachas neiros, and the series on halachas neiros is sponsored anonymously. It's exclusive for those who need shidduchim. So the Chayyadim says, when noigos lilbush mikadim bigday Shabbos, vashrei lehem, women should be dressed for Shabbos when they like the neiros. Now he will qualify this later on. In the case of a woman is running late, it's more important that she lights on time, even though she's not wearing bigday Shabbos, rather than wearing bigday Shabbos for halakha's neiros, because you're dealing with a question of lighting too late, you're dealing with a question of yisurim. So and this is a heder in the mitzvah, and it is a beautiful heder that the mitzvah is done properly when the woman is dressed appropriately for the occasion, but it's not going to be makev. Vashri lehem, the women who do that, they are fortunate for doing so. The woman needs to daven mincha before halakas neiros, and dim loy kein kibush shekray kibla Shabbos tzichel ispala arbi space, because the act of halakas neiros is assumed by the woman to be an act of kabbalah Shabbos, and the chayadim is going with the approach that kabbalah Shabbos will be a conflict with tefilas mincha. Now we mentioned before that might not be so, but now that we've introduced some of the different types of kabbalah Shabbos, we look at the act of halakas neiros as being mekabel Shabbos atzma, the idea that the Shulchan Aruch Rav introduced that there's two types of kabbalas. There's a kabbalah of Tosefes Shabbos, which arguably that is not a stira to mincha, but the act of being mekabel Shabbos atzma and declaring that this has kedusha Shabbos on it and this is already Shabbos, akin to the baruchu of Maariv, at that point in time one can no longer daven mincha. That is true as well. A person who came in to the tzibur has not daven mincha yet, and he answers Baruch Hu for Maariv, he can no longer daven mincha. So the same type of idea that one cannot daven mincha once they lit the neiros. If a woman makes a tanai that she's not being makabel Shabbos with her lakas neiros, that would allow her to daven mincha afterwards. But we'll see later on that the idea of making a tanai itself is not so simple. So the Chayyadim says that a woman should be careful to daven mincha before kabbalah's halakas neiros, because otherwise she's going to be forced to daven maariv twice. And as the Piskei Mishnah points out, if she's running late and she has a choice between davening mincha and halakas neiros, she should light the neiros and daven maariv twice as a tashlumen for mincha. Now, this idea of davening maariv twice, what are we talking about? So what is the chiyuv of a woman in regards to tefillah? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out earlier in Hilchos Tefillah. A woman is chayiv in Shemoneh Esrei, both for Shacharis and Mincha. A woman who is burdened with taking care of her young children, so she has a state of being an anusa, and she's relieved from that. But the ikar chiyuv of tefillahs was put upon women the same way it's put upon men, and it's based on the Gemara and Brachas. However, Arvis, the Gemara itself, the Gemara says that Maariv was never a chiyuv even for men, except that Klal Yisrael was makabel the chiyuv Maariv upon themselves. So now for men, it's no longer a rishus. For men, it's a chiyuv. However, women were never makabel that chiyuv. So women's chiyuv is the daven shachris and mincha, and not the daven Maariv. In a case where a woman missed mincha, so there's a concept called tashlumen. A person can, in the subsequent Zman Tefillah, a person missed Mincha, they can, subsequent to one Tefillah, which is Maariv, they can daven two Shemoneh Esreis of Maariv, and that will replace the Mincha which was lost. So here we have a situation where a woman missed Mincha, which she's Mechuyevin, and she's now coming to say, well, what do I do? So she davens Maariv, even though she's not Mechuyevin to daven Maariv, she's allowed to daven Maariv. She davens Maariv, and then she davens Maariv twice as a way to be a Tashlumen for the mincha that she lost. So it comes out she needs a daven maariv in this scenario, even though normally she's not mechuyev daven maariv, as a way to allow her to make the tashlumen. Tashlumen can only be done in conjunction with a tefillah, which is a chiyuv, or which is a mikra din. So when she's davening maariv, she's able to then add a second Shemoneh Esrei for mincha. We've discussed this before when we discussed halachas of tashlumen. Here we have a chiddush that the tashlumen that she's going to be doing, which is Maariv, is not the same tefillah as the tefillah that she did for Mincha. Mincha would be a Shemoneh Esrei of the weekday, and Maariv will be a Shemin Esrei of Shabbos, but since it has a shame of Tefillah on it, that's sufficient for to allow her to fulfill her obligation of Tashlumin for the Mincha, which is lost. And this is true both for men and for women. A man missed Mincha Erev Shabbos, he could daven two Maaribs, even though the Maariv Shemin Esrei he's davening is quite different than the Mincha Tefillah that he missed. Okay, now the Chayyarim continues and says, discusses a practical issue of early Shabbosis, what to try and do to avoid the concern of the woman lighting too late and then being in a situation where she's potentially being Mechalelus Shabbos. So we'll go through those points with Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.